Joining me now is Francesca Rudkin.
Good morning
to you, to talk movies. Now, we're going to start with all the hype and the fanfare we've had with the release of this week. We're going to start with Thor.
Asgard is dead. And it'll be reborn in my image.
We need to stop her here and now.
To prevent Ragnarok, the end of everything.
So they're putting together a team.
Like the old days.
Surprise. This will be such fun.
What'd you think?
It's pretty good. It is pretty good.
It's what everyone's saying.
Yeah, it's what everyone's saying, and I'm not going to say anything terribly different, I don't think. So Thor Ragnarok is the third film in the Thor series, and it is by far the best. For some reason, the Thor films and out of all the Marvel flicks never quite kind of, I thought they were popular, people enjoyed them, but they didn't really sort of stand alone. They didn't really fire. And New Zealand director Taika Waititi has, in a way, almost reimagined, he's kind of rebooted this franchise. And he's done it, quite simply, with his excellent sense of humour. I'm not a huge comic book fan. You know, to me, they're fantasy, they're fun. They're supposed to be sort of over-the-top extreme ways of looking at human nature and, you know, life's messages and all that kind of thing. And that's pretty much what you get here, is a really good time. And I think that audiences, you know, in the past, a lot of the comics have been getting a lot darker, a lot more serious. And I think that if you look at the success of films like Guardians of the Galaxy or even Deadpool, I think audiences do want their,
oh yeah,
you know, their comic book adaptations presented in a little bit of a different manner, because let's be honest, we get a lot of them. The thing is, the premise isn't hugely different to any other comic book adaptation. There are heroes, gods, and then there's a baddie, and they're trying, you know, and they battle each other, you know? I mean, that's essentially the story.
That's what happens.
That's it. But and actually, to be fair to this film, along the way, there's also a story about discovering who you really are and your family history. It's almost a bit of a coming-of-age story. But what's really cool about this story is the way it's presented. So the music, the visuals, the camera angles, the choices that Taika makes, everything's just got a little edge to it. It's a little zany. It's a little wacky. The characterization is great. So what's actually happening here is Thor is kind of... he's the good-looking blonde dude, not so bright, you know, who's been brought up as a god, knows no different, doesn't really understand humans. And so what they do here is they really take the mickey out of him. They really sort of push that side of his character, but in a way that we laugh with him.
Not at him, which
of course is very important. Yeah. And I think what's happened here is that Taika has managed to get the whole cast on board. You just want to be in this movie because it looks like everybody had so much fun making it.
I mean, everything we've seen of it, they look like they're having the time of their lives.
Exactly. Incredible cast. So basically, it's just fun and it's hilarious and it looks fantastic. I only saw it in 2D. You can see it in 3D, but to be honest with you, it was pretty good fun in 2D, so if you don't want to spend the money.
And when you say hilarious, I hear a lot of the humour is very Kiwi humour.
Oh, it's totally Kiwi humour. Mm. I mean, there are some, and Taika, he voices a character, and I keep thinking if they had just shown Hollywood that scene of that character, I think they would have all been scratching their heads going, what on earth's going on here? He's this sort of wacky sense of humour, this Kiwi accent. I don't get it. But when you put it all together, the zaniness,
it works,
and the humour works. Good fun. Go watch and enjoy.
Awesome. So verdict out of five?
I gave it 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. Awesome. And the other movie that you're reviewing for us, No Ordinary Sheila.
I have been chided in my time for not using scientific or stately language. It's just not in me. I can't be formal. If anyone came along and said, you're going into a nursing home, I would push off in my little boat and off she'll win.
No ordinary Sheila. No ordinary Sheila.
Isn't she gorgeous?
Sounds divine.
So I didn't know who Sheila Natouche was before I watched, I'm embarrassed to say, before I watched this film. And she's a very highly regarded and well-known New Zealand naturalist, illustrator, historian, author of, as she says, 30 or 40 books. And I'm absolutely thrilled that I've been able to make her acquaintance through this documentary. So it's made by her cousin, Hugh MacDonald. And we get to meet Sheila, and she talks us through her very adventurous life from her childhood down on Stewart Island to the present day. Unfortunately, she passed away in August this year, just after the film was screened. Probably about, she must have been in around 90. And so And I think that the title of this film is just so apt. She was just no ordinary woman. She was an adventurer. She had this adventurous spirit. She grew up on Stewart Island, where this love of nature sort of developed. She skied. She just took to the mountains. She took to the water. Nothing fazed her. She followed her passions. These were all passions of hers, and she just followed these passions her whole life. She was one of the first women who attended Otago University. She met Janet Frame at the Teachers College in Otago, and she's really interesting talking about that friendship. I don't know. She's just a fantastic New Zealand woman, and I was absolutely delighted to get to meet her. And a while ago, a filmmaker called Jess Feast released a film called Gardening with Soul. And if you've seen that film, and you enjoyed it, you will definitely enjoy this film. It's got that same sense of just finding these little treasures,
Kiwi
treasures.
Oh,
and
good.
I was really uplifted and inspired by this documentary. So it's No Ordinary Sheila, and I gave it 3.5 stars out of 5.
3.5 out of 5. Okay, great. So Thor and No Ordinary Sheila. Thank you very much, Francesca.
My pleasure.
You have a lovely weekend.